is Rika Rivka Markel. Okay. The topic, she's a law of attraction expert. And our topic today, I have no idea, meaning she mentioned it to me, but for first time since we've been recording, I'm going to learn a lot because I've been doing the same research she's been doing, living the law of attraction every day, sleeping through self-hypnosis every day since for the last almost, I'd say we're getting close to around 10 months of doing this self-hypnosis, learning the law of attraction and constantly reading and listening. And you have something you brought up as a topic, and I don't understand what that topic is. So tell us.
Okay. So the topic is the idea that you can never outperform the vision that you have of yourself. And what does that mean? Okay, it's a mouthful. And it's an idea that was first brought up by Maxwell Maltz, Dr. Maxwell Maltz. And Dr. Maxwell Maltz, he wrote a book, Psycho-Cybernetics, in the 70s. And he was a plastic surgeon who did a lot of makeovers for people that had like scars or whatever. And so he realized that for some people, it really changed their life. And they were happy. But then there were other people that he made them beautiful, but they still felt the old version of themselves and they were still miserable. They couldn't see the beauty that they had, even though they were fixed up perfectly. And so what he is describing is the idea that you can never outperform the vision that you have of yourself. So what you think you are, or the level that you think you operate on, that is exactly what's going to happen. And I will give an example just out of normal life. Like it's like a thermostat. So if you set your temperature in your room for 70 degrees and the door opens and it goes to 68, a system is going to it's going to start working so that the heating system will go on and it will go back to 70 degrees. So that is exactly what happens with us. So for example, somebody wants to lose weight and they're 80 pounds. Oh, what am I saying? I'm hearing 80 kilos. It's like, let's say somebody's like 200 pounds. So 200 pounds and they want to go down to 150. I'm just making it up for the story. So now they're working hard, they go to the gym, they follow the diet, they do the mindset, they do everything that there is to be done, and they have the will and the power, and they go to 150. What happens usually, the minute they loosen it up a little, we are set, or that person is set in his mind to be 200 pounds, and it goes whoop, right up. So what you need to do when you want to lose that weight, you have to become the person that is 150 before you lose the weight. So you have to create a vessel in order to hold that. That's also the reason why people that are winning the lottery, that usually after 2 years, they're just back to where they were before and even worse. Why? Because they didn't become the person that was that millionaire. They didn't become the millionaire before they won the millions. So they never hold on to it. So that is the psycho-cybernetic. So a cybernetic system, but then psycho-cybernetic because it's in our minds. So that is the idea. So that you, if you want to practice, and we talked about practicing the law of attraction is always working. But if you start using the law of attraction to create what you want and not what you don't want, then you have to take this psycho-cybernetic system into consideration.
It's and now I'm getting it, understanding it. It's basically, if you're not like whatever your goals are, whatever your dreams are, if you're not living like you're already there, you're never going to get there.
Yeah. So you have to really become that person. And it's like, you know, you're here, you want to go there. So now you have to lift this up and then this is going to come to you. So it's a little bit of a and that's why understanding the laws is so important. the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the law of cause and effect. You need to know all the laws in order to understand it even better. So when you want to, it doesn't really matter what you want to become. If you want to be, let's say you speak to somebody who is going to the Olympics, they are the winners before they start that race. The people that win, they already won before. They have that, they are that person. They are a winner inside of them. They became already a winner before they're going to start running the race or doing whatever they have to do. So you have to become it before you can, otherwise you're not going to hold it. You might work hard and grind and get where you want to get, but you're going to lose it. It's just going to crumble away. So that's why I want to bring it up, because it's so important, because a lot of people say, well, I got it, but then I lost it again. That's not the goal. The goal is to get it and to keep it. So how do you keep it? You keep it by becoming the person that can hold it.
It makes complete sense. And let me give you an example of that is if you're saying, if you truly are not, are feeling broke, you're going to be broke for, it's not going to change. But if you feel like I already have the money, it's already here and I am already rich, even though I'm not doing it, you have to take certain actions that you're feeling like you're rich, doing certain things, having things set up, maybe spending a little bit of money on certain things that maybe you couldn't afford at this point, believing that you're going to be going further, living the life, envisioning, visualization, visualizing the place you're at. You're watching TV and you see this mansion. I'm going to be in this mansion. I'm already in this mansion, even though you're not in this mansion at all yet. Because if your subconscious doesn't believe you're ever going to be there, you're never going to be there.
Yeah, and you have to become that person. Yeah.
So you talked a lot of the top superstars, and they had a visualization at one point when they knew they were going to make it. Before that time, a lot of them say, I had no doubt, never, none of them said they did. But then they came to that point in their lives. But then the ones that are at a certain point and they reach greatness, it's because they believe they already thought they were great before they were great.
It's not even, they didn't, it's not, it's even more than believe. If you have to believe, that it means still that you have doubt, because there would not be belief. They have certainty.
Certainty.
They are that person. You know, you don't have to believe, let's say you are 50 years old. You don't have to believe you're 50. You're already 50. You are 50. So there is no reason to believe it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it is not, like, you have to be it. To be it is way stronger than to believe that you're going to be it. You want, the belief is like a beginner's thing. First, you have to believe it, because that's how you go from step one, from step zero to step one. But now we're talking about a little bit of more advanced stuff. What happens if you are attracting what you want? How are you going to hold it? That's what we're talking about. And so the holding it is because you have certainty. You're there already. You are that person. You are 150 pounds. That's how you see yourself. And that's how you are going to behave. And that's what it is going to be. You know, you have to become that person.
And the best way to go ahead and become that person is to go follow you on your YouTube channel, right?
Well, and that's a very good start. There's a lot of information there. It's like hundreds of videos all on the topic. So have fun.
All right. Rika, Rivka, Markel, YouTube. Good talking, Rika. We'll talk soon, okay? You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.